and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is Pentagon strategist and our dear friend, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Our co-host today is me, Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Mondo de la Vega.
Wow. Thank you, Tammy Sue, and happy birthday.
Aw,
it's a whole month celebration of your birthday.
A whole month. I like that.
Are you staying 16 years old forever?
Well, maybe not 16, but maybe 45 and holding. I don't know.
We got a special show today, but before we get going, what have you learned that you've given advice to people like myself? You've seen a lot of changes throughout 50 years.
Are you saying I'm older and wiser, Mondo?
I'm saying you're wiser. I'm not going to say you're old. I get in trouble.
You know, in my lifetime, I have learned so many wonderful things. And when I turned 50, you know, a lot of the ladies told me, you know, things are going to change. You're not going to care as much anymore about things you did in the past. You know, those types of things. I turned 53.
Whoa!
And
that deserves an applause.
And I'm proud. I'm proud of that, and I am proud of what I have learned throughout my lifetime. You know, it really has been an embarrassment of riches to be raised the way I was and be raised around the people that I was raised around. But you know, be happy and be thankful. I say a lot of times in the pre-show, I'm the most thankful person in the entire world.
Yes, you are.
I'm thankful for the clothes on my back and the food that I eat, my home, my car, you know, everything I have. And I'm thankful every single day, and I don't take anything for granted, and life is short. And be thankful and be happy. You know, those are two things that I can, that advice that I can give you. You know, just be thankful and be happy, because we're so blessed.
You know, Sue, when I think about, I think it was 25 years ago I met you,
mm-hmm.
and didn't realize that we will be doing this together. You know.
I know. And look at us today.
We're literally together,
the two of us.
If you're wondering where is the rest of the panel, Pastor Jim and Lori, Mom and Dad are at home. Pray for them. He is recuperating. He had a surgery that has to deal with sleep apnea. Is that?
You said that.
Okay. That's my teacher right here. But so many millions of people deal with sleep apnea. Mm-hmm. And Dad had a device put on him to help him sleep and get oxygen to the brain and be able to be energized. But it's a tough surgery because, you know, anytime you're 83 years old and you go under the knife, it's tough to recuperate.
Absolutely.
Your body doesn't bounce back. Just like you mentioned, a lot of changes and mm-hmm. whatnot. And Maricela's over there with Mom and Dad helping them today. So it's just the two of us.
It's the Mondo and Tammy Sue show.
I hope they let us back, right?
Yeah.
But listen, before we interview our special guest today, someday you got to tell your story.
Aww.
Because people love you. People have loved you for the last, almost 60 years?
I've been on television since before I was born.
So they loved you for a long time.
Literally on television in my mother's belly. So, you know.
And you're seeing a lot of changes. But, you know, when I look at you, Sue, I look at hope.
Oh, thank
hope,
you.
And if there was anybody other than Jamie Charles, Jay, mm-hmm. that could have walked away from Christianity and the faith, the two of you have remained faithful in his word and following him. Can I just ask you this? How did you make it through those seasons that felt like, everything was gone, mm-hmm. literally. Reputation was gone. Things were gone. Your dad was in prison. Mom was somewhere else, you know, trying to figure out life. And you were older than Jay.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you maintain your faith, your hope in not walking away when you should have?
Yeah.
And you could have walked away.
Yeah. And there were some bumpy times, you know, there were several bumpy times. But, you know, it was the way that I was raised. And I grew up really fast. And, you know, I did learn to be tough. And I am tough. You know, my mom says, well, no, we're tough. We used to say tough old broad, you know. but my faith, you know, and just kept, that's what really kept me going, you know, is my faith and being strong. And and knowing that there was a reason and a purpose for everything. That's what's always kept me going, is knowing that there's a plan.
You know what I've always admired about you is how thankful you are for the partners.
Oh, yes.
Because when Dad was in prison, and thank you for allowing me to call him Dad. Oh. I always think about you because we've gone through 25 years of relationships, ups and downs, yeah. as all families do.
Yeah.
Yet at the end of the day, can I say this on behalf of the audience, myself? Thank you for sharing your dad.
Oh, that means a lot. Thank
because
you.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Well, you learn that at a very early age, when you have a father that is so well known, that you are sharing him with the world. And so you accept that and you give that gift to the world, you know. It's just what you do.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
We love you so
Thank
very
you so
much,
much,
Tammy Sue.
Thank
the
you.
World loves you. I Aww. See people online love you. When I put a picture of you and I up, they always say, I love you, Tammy Sue. Sing, Tammy Sue.
Aww,
we want to hear you more.
You.
So you just know that if you have a tough day, just remember that we all love you.
Well, I
and sometimes we don't
that.
Say it enough or say
no,
it at all.
Thank you.
But we love you and we thank you for being a pillar in Christianity. And the PTL Network would not be here without you,
That's
without
right.
your prayers.
Absolutely.
And I encourage you today to become a monthly partner.
Yes.
And I know I'm not supposed to talk about that yet, but I love you so much. And I've learned to love our PTL partners throughout the years. And, you know, being on television more and more, people recognize you when you go out. And mm-hmm. you're so kind. And you just lean over either when I'm with my son yeah. or with my daughter or with my wife or by myself. Say, keep going. Keep telling us the truth. The encouragement that you give all of us is so needed, because the topics we cover and the things that we talk about are not popular,
right?
You know, and it's not something that we want to do for fun. It's something that we've been called to do, and it's been tough walking into understanding what your calling is, right? Because you get rejected and people make fun of you, you get death threats, you get all of combined, but nothing surpasses what you just said is being thankful for what we have and having the ability to come into your home and sharing the guest and sharing our family and the stories we have.
Yeah. And we could not, you know, the ministry could not make it without partners and without the monthly donations. And it's not easy to raise funds. You know, that's something that, you know, our family has been made fun of and all that for many, many years. But you are the reason, you're God's hand extended, that this ministry can continue to stay on the air. And so, you know, by $30, $50, $100 a month, they can call that number on their screen, 1-888-988-1588. Or you can go to jimbakershow.com. If you've been watching for many years and you've been thinking about, you know, donating monthly, please pray about that and do that today, because we do need your help to stay on the air.
Absolutely. And I encourage you to grab your phone and download the free app, the PTL Network app, on your phone, where you can watch all the programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on demand. And there's options to watch other programs that we have on the PTL Network today. And the network is growing. And this year, we want to expand the network to 50 million more homes to be able to bring the headlines in the news and interpret what God is saying through some of the world events that are taking place. And some of the people that are on the network are the voice of the prophets that we trust to give you the truth. But we need your help. We need you to stand with us. If you have a Roku device or an Apple TV device, I want you to download the PTL Network channel on the Roku device, where you can watch all the programs of the Jim Baker Show, the Mondo Show, Live with Lori, and a plethora.
There you go.
That's a Tammy Sue word. A plethora of programming that are speaking to where you are today,
and
to encourage you.
Don't we have
you.
Like 50 now?
Over 50.
Over 50.
And it's
different
growing.
Shows.
And this network is almost 2 years old. So the terrible twos, right? But I want to tell you something. Become a partner today. Pray about standing with us during this time. We need your help more than ever. And like I told you earlier, Pastor Jim and Lori are recuperating, especially Pastor Jim. I love calling him Pastor Jim. It's hard to say Dad or, you know, but Pastor Jim is recovering. And he gave me a list of things to talk about in the next few days. So stay tuned, because we're going to be covering some of the topics that, you know, in Christianity today, don't want to talk about from their pulpit. And that's about end times. And what does the Bible have to say about China and Russia and Iran? Could they be part of Bible prophecy? I believe that our special guest has an insight of where those nations land in the prophetic timeline that we're in right now. And I want to introduce you the author of the brand new book. This is the most anticipated book that we've been talking about for the last few months. And finally is here, is available for you to read. Kings of the East, China's plan to eliminate America and impose a communist world order. Our special guest today is Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. He is a senior strategist at the Pentagon with over 50 years of experience as national security and foreign affairs analysis. Please help me welcome Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis via Skype. Sir, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Mondo. Thanks for having me, and happy birthday to Tammy Sue.
Oh, thank you so much, sir.
Sir, you are a voice that is needed in today's world. We see you on television commentating about world events, nations like China, Russia, and even American troops. Let's talk about and give me a brief statement on why this book is so important for this time that we're facing right now as a nation, as a people, and as the church. Why is King of the East an important topic to be reading about, discussing about, and looking at it through biblical perspective?
Surprisingly, I think that China does play a role in biblical end times. And of course, I have a chapter in Kings of the East that is dedicated to that explanation. And I kind of track through the scriptures and I demonstrate why I come to that conclusion. Now, in a geopolitical perspective, Mondo, we need to recognize that today, although the United States has considerable strength, its primary competitor, and you don't have to believe me, you can ask just about any national leader in the world, isn't, in fact, the People's Republic of China, the Communist Chinese. They have 1.4 billion people. Their military is larger than that of the United States. Technologically, they're almost as advanced, and in some areas exceed that of the United States. Their Navy is larger than our Navy, their Air Force about the same. And of course, their technology is, if they don't steal it from us, they create some of their own. And they intend to be the premier technological leader in the world in the next few years. Economically, of course, they have almost, if not the largest economy in the world. They touch us all. It's hard to go through any house in America and not find half of everything made in China. And that's no mistake. They're very, very ambitious. And of course, they dominate places around the world that you wouldn't believe. Much of Africa, South America, and of course, a growing number of countries throughout Asia and even Europe. And so China is the existential threat that's posed against the continued life that we know here in the United States. And their new alliance, of course, with Russia over the last few years is something that not only did I predict in my book, Alliance of Evil, in 2018, but has become very clear in the last year plus after the Ukrainian war and a lot of other things that, in fact, we are in a new Cold War. And whether or not that Cold War is leading us to the end times, well, we'll have to wait and see.
Just a few days ago, President Biden invoked the Defense Production Act of 1950 to accelerate our industrial base to support our need for hypersonic systems. What does that mean for the armed forces of America?
Well, hypersonic systems, we started working on them decades ago and kind of abandoned that. And that was picked up by the Chinese and the Russians, albeit they stole much of that technology from us. And today they have these hypersonic systems that are being deployed. Now, a hypersonic system goes many times the sound of or the speed of sound. They carry warheads. They are very hard to track. And at this point, we have no defense against them. And so they could deliver even a nuclear weapon by virtue of surprise virtually anywhere in the world. I know Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, has bragged about sending a hypersonic cruise missile around the world. They, of course, are now deploying them on ships. The Chinese are doing likewise. Meanwhile, of course, we're trying to catch up. We don't have the type of control that the Russians and the Chinese do over their industry. And so President Biden had to impose the Defense Production Act of 1950 in order to basically circumvent capitalism and force certain companies, supply chains, industries, sources of minerals to reverse what they would do for profit so that we have the right sorts of technologies and the right sort of weapons and production to replenish the supplies that we've significantly depleted because of the war in Ukraine. That's a short term, but I think you can take away from this, you think about the old Cold War and where we had deterrence. Deterrence was we had as many nuclear weapons and platforms as did the Russians. And so, you know, it was, you know, we would destroy you if you tried to destroy us. Now, we don't have deterrence today because we don't have hypersonic weapons. We have other types of weapons. Now, you know, at the same time, it's important to understand that we can use conventional weapons, but it's not quite the same when you can target with a hypersonic hundreds, if not thousands of miles away, a aircraft carrier. Then it really puts that aircraft carrier at a significant disadvantage because it doesn't have a defense system. And of course, you know, that's been kind of the cat's meow for the United States for many, many years, sending aircraft carriers surrounded by submarines and cruisers and the like. We can no longer do that without, you know, very, very careful calculations and putting up the right sorts of defense systems. This modern world's changing rapidly, and we need to keep a pace of it. Otherwise, we end up being a significant loser.
Colonel, it baffles me that America, as strong as it is, we got smart people working in security policies. We got people in our military that are so smart at what they do. Yet, how in the world did America allow a Chinese balloon to hover over America and precisely in probably one of the most intelligent areas of America where we're hiding, where we're processing our facilities, yet we let a Chinese balloon hover over America? How did this happen, Colonel? Did we not know about it? Did we ignore the signals? Are we afraid of China?
We're rather slow at responding. Technologically, Mondo, understand that we have satellites that track all aircraft and other satellites. We have ground stations that track that from Alaska, the Aleutians, where I've been stationed, so I've seen these things firsthand. We have, of course, aircraft that sense things at certain altitudes. So there's no doubt that we knew about these balloons. It's a matter of whether or not we'll take action. You know, the balloon that you're talking about that we shot down over the South Carolina coast weeks ago, of course, took off from China. It would have been tracked by aircraft and by satellites. And then, of course, it tracked over the Aleutians, where we have capabilities to track that, and over the middle part of Alaska, where I used to work, and we have means of tracking that. NORAD, of course, would have known about all of that. We could have launched aircraft at that point and shot it down. We chose not to. And then, of course, it was guided and powered by the sunlight using the solar panels that it had affixed to the base of it. And then it kind of meandered its way through the United States over missile silos, Air Force bases, and other sensitive locations, primarily, I suspect, because their satellite imagery isn't nearly as good as ours, and therefore, being at 60,000 feet, which was the balloon's altitude, they were able to better track and make photographs. And of course, as soon as they made the photographs, they transmitted those either to satellite or VHF directly back to China. And so it was a intelligence gathering, but also they were gathering signal intelligence, that is radios, data transmissions and the like. So it was a big vacuum cleaner of all sorts, you know, finding its way across sensitive places in all the northern parts of the United States through the southeast. So that's what happened. I think it should have been prevented. And clearly the administration was embarrassed, and therefore they ended up shooting down a bunch of what would appear to be weather balloons or advertisement balloons or something subsequent to that. So we'll have to wait and see.
Recently, you posted a blog in which you stated that, and I quote, the Biden administration is muted to the clear and present Chinese danger because the president holds America hostage to this climate change agenda, end of quote. Can you explain that for us?
Well, the Chinese are making a new coal-fired plant every few weeks. They have no intention of abiding by the Paris Accords or by some of the dream things that Mr. Kerry and the climate religious people promote. They're going to pollute the air because it benefits their industrial might and their advances. So the Biden administration is wishful in its thinking that China is going to somehow come into compliance. It won't. Meanwhile, of course, while we're hamstrung by cutting back on carbon fuels like gasoline and diesel and burning coal and in our generation plants, the Chinese are not. And so they have a marked advantage because of their view about carbon fuels. And so, you know, the Biden administration is so religiously focused that they're going to allow us to be plowed under to a certain degree economically by our own naive view that they're promoting through all sorts of agendas, political and policy agendas that they've bought into. And so, you know, the Chinese have a major capability economically, advantage over us in that regard, certainly militarily, certainly technologically, ideologically, you can argue that as well. And of course, they promote their views across the world through not only their wolf warrior diplomacy, but also through their Belt and Road initiatives that touch 140 nations around the world. Most Americans don't understand how comprehensive the approach China has taken, and it's very comprehensive, and it does work.
I want you to get this book, Kings of the East, Tammy Sue. What are the offers for today? I believe this book is going to be one of the most important books you need to have in order to understand the path that we're in right now. The Bible warns us about wars and rumors of wars. The Bible talks about these nations. When you look at Revelation, you know, Kings of the East is the title, yet you find the same verbiage in Revelation, but most people don't understand what that means. We're watching signs of alignment of prophetic words that were given, not just by prophets, but the word of God who has warned us about this times that we're in right now. We can't seem to understand why things are happening, yet things are happening. The kings of the East are lining up to invade Israel, to invade nations, yet we have to understand biblically, what does that mean for the everyday life that we're living today? And if we don't have the knowledge, if we don't have the information, you know, the Bible says he doesn't want you to be caught unaware, you know, and unaware is something that is difficult because most people don't want to pay attention to the signs of the times, you know, or lives are busy watching trials that are going on for weeks and weeks, and that's become what Dad calls our entertainment. We get entertained by trials. We get entertained by the daily lives of Hollywood, of who got divorced. We get sidetracked, and all of a sudden, the nations are lining up prophetically to invade other nations. Economically, everything's changing. If I read you through the headlines of today, I can tell you that it comes out of this book. And this book right here is one of the most important books when understanding what the plan of China is. What is their course? What is their agenda? And today you can get one book for a gift of?
Yes, you can get one book for a gift of $25. That includes shipping and handling. You can also get the Friends and Family offer. That's three Kings of the East books. This is Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis's brand new book for $65. That's three. That includes shipping and handling. We also, Mondo, have a Baker's Dozen available today. 13 books for a donation of $215 to the ministry. And of course, that includes shipping and handling. You can call that number on your screen right now, 1-888-988-1588.
Colonel, a few weeks ago, and I'm thinking about this question because President Xi and his strategy, and you write about it extensively in this book, and giving us the history of China and giving us the lessons of where we come from all the way to where we are today. Yet, President Xi's agenda, help us understand what his agenda is for China. Help us understand what his agenda is to become king of the mountain, and all of a sudden, we're watching China gaining ground in areas that maybe 20, 30 years ago, China was not interested on, yet we're watching China move slowly, yet in a pace that is getting ready to take over Taiwan. But before I get into my question about Taiwan, let's talk about the great Chinese agenda for the nation for the next 10 years.
Well, the agenda is very clear. Most Americans have never studied Chinese history, Mondo. It goes back 3,500 plus years. The Chinese have a culture that's very different than that of the West, especially of Americans listening to this broadcast. They also don't understand President Xi, who is a Leninist Marxist. He very much a socialist, but also a Leninist, which means like Vladimir Lenin, who in 1917 founded the Soviet Union, took the ideas of Marxism and basically used the power of the state to enforce them. And so you have President Xi, who is a true ideologue, a true Leninist Marxist, who has every plan and has put all the powers of the state of the People's Republic of China behind him to accomplish what a lot of Americans maybe don't realize, and that is they're going to replace the post-World War II international order, international situation, all these institutions that favor the West, that promote liberal democracy, that promote the values that we hold dear. They want to replace it with an international order that is suitable to them, and them being the likes of the communist Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, the North Koreans, and other authoritarian regimes across the world. So understand that President Xi has every intention, and he's publicly said this at the 20th Congress this past October, in his own writings, his speeches over the last decade in which he's been the president and, of course, the leader of the armed forces. He's made it very clear by the mid part of this century, China will be the hegemon, the world hegemon in terms of military power, economic power, ideological power, technology, and the likes. That is well publicized. That's well announced. That's well understood, even by the U.S. government, which might explain why perhaps in the last couple of days, we've seen a memorandum from Lloyd Austin, who's Secretary of the defense of the Pentagon, made it very clear that, yes, we are in a very serious tete-on-tete battle with the Chinese, and they want to redefine world order. It's not just him. The U.S. Congress has established a brand new committee under the Republicans that looks exclusively at the threat posed by China. You know, years ago, 2018, when I wrote Alliance of Evil, I said, we're in a new Cold War. And I put 16 specific indicators of that Cold War. And I've recently looked at all 16. All 16 are satisfied in this new Cold War. Just like we had the old Cold War, which, you know, terrified a lot of us. The new Cold War is very different, but it's just as terrifying. So we need to understand that the Chinese are not fooling around. They will destroy America, and they will replace it with something that is suitable to them. And they want the world to be centered around Beijing. They want Beijing to call the shots. And unfortunately, given what's happening with the Biden administration and other Western governments, we're beginning to see surrender to the likes of Chinese hegemon across the world. And that's very disconcerting.
Newsweek, the headline this week is China will attack U.S. soil if tensions boil over. Army Secretary is warning. This is what this headline has inside. If the U.S. enter a major war with China, the United States homeland will be at risk as well, with both kinetic attacks and non-kinetic attacks, whether it's cyber attacks on the power grid or pipelines. Can you comment on that headline?
Well, at the beginning of the People's Republic of China in 1949, after the Civil War with the Kuomintang that went to Taiwan, and you know, Mao Zedong took over the reins in Peking that became Beijing today, they've had what we call unrestricted warfare. Every means, every power of the state are employed against their enemies. We've been at war from the Chinese perspective ever since. And so that's, 70-something years. Now, would the Chinese use kinetic action, in other words, bombs and the like, against the United States homeland? Oh, of course, if they thought it was to their advantage. Now, they prefer not to. If they can take over through ideology or technology, that's exactly what they'll do. After all, you know, they have established police stations here in a couple of major cities in the United States. They have what I call elite capture. They've taken over a lot of senior political leaders in this country to favor Chinese policies. Economically, of course, they dominate many fields. Most of the antibiotics that we have in this country are made in China. They could cut those off. They, of course, control what I call the rare earth metals. Your iPhone has rare earth metals in it. More than 90% of that is produced in China. It's mined by Chinese, processed by Chinese, and sold to the West, or just manufactured there in China and through some of its surrogates, and then sold in the West. They're very smart in their economics and their technology and their military prowess, of course, in their ideology. They know exactly what they're doing. They're using every mechanism of state to gain control. And so I think ultimately, unless the West wakes up, the Chinese will dominate the world, given their ambitions, their published ambitions, and their actions of late. Now, it's not as if they don't have problems. They do have problems, and we can go into those as well. But their agenda is very clear.
I don't think we understand that if China decides to cut off all the pharmaceuticals that America depends on, I heard a report, I think it was yesterday, that if China wakes up and decides to attack us, not with a bomb, but by just turning off the ability for American pharmacies to have medicines in our pharmacies today, we will have nothing. A report said yesterday that within hours, our pharmacies will be empty. Our hospitals will be in panic. Colonel, we're looking at a war that America is not used to fighting with cyber attacks. We're not used to fighting this kind of war when we have depended so much on semiconductors that run this nation, that run almost every nation in the world depends on semiconductor microchips. Yet, when you look at Taiwan, I want you to explain to us why, Colonel, and how the Taiwanese became such a significant issue for mainland China, and how might that draw the U.S. into a war, into a fight?
Yeah, 90% of all the microchips in the world are made in Taiwan. And so, you know, you wouldn't have smart bombs, you wouldn't have computers, you wouldn't have iPhones, you wouldn't have much of anything that is solely dependent upon microchips without Taiwan's current role. Now, yes, the Biden administration is investing billions of dollars into a domestic microchip industry. It's a bit late, but they're doing that. The Chinese, of course, are doing that as well. But I think the Chinese have every intention of taking over Taiwan sooner than later, and therefore dominating not just rare earth metals, but microchip processing and, of course, many other aspects. The whole unrestricted warfare piece that I described moments ago, also, you mentioned the drugs. Well, they use it on another way as well, Mondo, and that is all the fentanyl that's killing 100,000 Americans every year. The precursors all come from China. And of course, they could cut that off in a second if they wanted to. But you know, historically, you have to understand the Chinese hold a grudge against us. It's mostly the West. That dates back to the 1850s and 60s when you had the two opium wars. And those opium wars were fought by British and French, Japanese, and others against the Chinese. And they pumped in their heroin. And heroin, opium, of course, destroyed a lot of Chinese people and industries. And they blame the Chinese today, historically, and I heard this last October at the 20th Congress, that President Xi said, look, remember, the humility of 100 years that we suffered under the tyranny of the West. And so I think that's behind the current fentanyl crisis in this country, but it's behind the microchip crisis. It's behind, you know, buying off our politicians, buying access to our universities, the manipulation of the pharmaceutical industry, the manipulation of cyber attacks. They have an entire army that comes after us routinely. And I operate inside the NIPRNet, which is the Pentagon's unclassified network, as well as classified networks. And we're constantly being attacked. I mean, you know, a million times a day is not uncommon in which Chinese hackers are trying to break into our systems. And they've been successful at various times. There's only so many firewalls you can put up and so many passwords and other mechanisms that we try to use to prevent it. So across the board, there's not a single area in which the Chinese haven't targeted the U.S. and the West for not only crippling our capabilities, but robbing us of our intellectual property and doing the things that are going to put the Chinese on top and us on the bottom.
Colonel, you know, I was talking to Pastor Jim a few days ago, and he said, why doesn't America declare war on fentanyl? Why isn't our troops at the border declaring war with the cartels? A few days ago, I hope you saw it in the news. I don't know if you saw it, Tammy Sue. There was a lady screaming, crying for help. Her two sons took fentanyl and died. Young man. Yet, Colonel, it doesn't seem like our administration is declaring war on fentanyl. Why is it that we're not declaring war on fentanyl and the thousands of young men and women that are dying over these drugs? Just a few days ago, again, or patrol people found over 800,000 pounds of fentanyl. Help me understand this, Colonel. Why isn't this a declaration of war?
Well, so on the parts of the Chinese, it is. They've declared war on us, and they pump in all the precursors to the Mexican cartels that are more than willing to produce the fentanyl and sneak it into this country. That wouldn't happen without Chinese. The Chinese are behind this. So we need to recognize that, you know, directly or indirectly, we're facing an enemy that wants the destruction of the United States and to take over the world. And that's basically what I say in Kings of the East. However, I document it, you know, with a lot of examples. The drug war is very serious, and it's in, on purpose, just like the cyber war, just like the economic war, the pharmaceutical war. And then, of course, they're preparing this giant military to take over not only a series of island chains that reach out from the east coast of China, but eventually to take over even the United States. And that's not hyperbole. That's, you know, I've been doing this for decades. My first time to China was over 50 years ago. So I've seen a few things in those last 50 plus years of dealing with this stuff. Chinese are deadly serious. It's a shame that we aren't.
Colonel, in your book, Kings of the East, you write in the passage in Revelation 9 about a vast army of 200 million as a president in the history of China. Can you explain to us what you write about in Kings of the East? And I want you to order your book today. One book, listen, one book can make a difference. One book, the information is so valuable to understand, not only biblically, what does the Bible talk about the kings of the East, the nations of the world? Yet, again, like I said earlier, most pulpits in America today don't want to discuss end time issues. They don't want to talk about the changes that the Bible has warned us about economically, the famine, the earthquakes, the volcanoes. A lot of people are leaving the church because they're not getting the truth. A lot of people are running to online ministries, yet you have to be very careful who you listen to online because they might just give you information that may lead you to a path of no return. I trust the voice of Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. I trust his ability to understand physically what is happening, but more importantly, what does the Bible have to say about this world event? What does the Bible have to say about war? What does the Bible have to say about China? We listen to so many different teachers throughout the years, yet 30 to 40 years ago, the church decided to change its message about the rapture, even having those type of conversations because it makes us uncomfortable. It makes us not want to pay attention to what's happening right now. Yet when you have a sound mind and Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis that can help us understand how can we interpret the times and the seasons that we're in right now, because economically is affecting you. Economically is affecting me. Technology is affecting everyday life. Yet why is it that China wants Taiwan? Not just because it wants it back to become part of the nation of China. It's more than that. When you look at Taiwan being the third largest economy in the world by producing semiconductor chips that is running 90% of the world today, you don't think China wants that kind of power? Lieutenant Colonel talks about even robotics that will invade or everyday life. It seems so far-fetched. It seems so, yet technology is changing rapidly every single day. Technology has been part of our lives with cell phones and laptops and iPhones. Today, more people watch online content than they do, you know, regular television. Yet technology is being implemented in ways that we've never seen or heard before. And if the hands of technology end up being the hands of a madman, we're in trouble. I'm shouting. I shouldn't be shouting. It's television. I need to learn more how to host. But you get one book for a donation of $25. Kings of the East offer. Shipping and handling is included. But we want you to get three of the books, or better yet, a baker's dozen.
That's right.
Sue, what is the donation for three books.
Yes, for three books, it's $65 donation to the ministry. And then for 13 books, that's the Baker's Dozen, that's a donation of $215 to the ministry.
I want you to talk about the passage in Revelation 9 that you write about in your book about a vast army of 200 million. What does that mean, Lieutenant?
You know, most people will look at that and say that's just, you know, not possible. A lot of authors will talk about it as a demonic army. No, I don't deny that's probably that's part of it. I looked in the research literature, and I found in the 1950s that Mao Zedong actually had militias that were in excess of 100 million and perhaps 200 million at the time. They were armed and ready to do his fighting. And of course, he took advantage of ramping up nationalism and, you know, calling people at every village and town to participate in the militia. So, you know, historically, we have seen a giant army of militia mounting or growing to about 200 million. Now, that's what it says in Revelation 9. Now, are they going to then cross over and the Euphrates, a dried Euphrates, and go into Armageddon? Well, and are they going to be humans? And I say that because if you watch what's going on in Ukraine, you see a lot of drone attacks. Some of those are made by Iranians, some by the Chinese and Russians. Drones are warriors to a certain degree. Some of them have artificial intelligence make decisions. Now, who's the leader in the world in artificial intelligence? Unfortunately, it's the Chinese. They've invested heavily. And of course, whatever we do on AI is robbed or, you know, compromised to a certain degree. And so the Chinese are working on all sorts of robots. They're working on cyborgs, trying to make soldiers into, you know, supermen. And basically what they're doing is augmenting and then physically and internally, I think, rationally, come to the conclusion that a 200 million man army of demons and cyborgs and robots and drones and even a few human beings thrown in there is quite possible. Now, you know, I can see that happening. Certainly, you know, some people will take issue with that. Prophetically, it's hard to understand a lot of what's in Revelation in the general context of what we understand today. But I don't think it's at all out of the possibility. I think it's quite possible.
I want to talk about the power grid. It's probably one of the most vulnerable areas in America today, yet the infrastructure is so old. We have sent millions of dollars to other nations. We have helped other nations rebuild. We have helped, you know, nations that are Ukraine, we send millions of dollars. Yet our infrastructure, Colonel, is vulnerable right now. What would it take for a nation like China to attack us with cyber warfare to decide to turn the lights off in America? Why isn't something being done to be able to really put this infrastructure into the 21st century?
Well, we're well aware of the cyber frailties of our energy infrastructure. There are certainly laws in place, but it takes a while and a lot of money to harden the cyber infrastructure that controls the energy infrastructure in this country. And of course, it's not just that. It's also the whole issue of you could have a simple balloon flying at 60,000 feet over the middle of the United States and all of a sudden do an EMP drop that would, you know, fire up about 10 miles above the earth and then fry all the energy infrastructure in the entire region. So these are things that we have to be concerned about. That's why I think the balloon incident was quite a wake-up call on many fronts for the nation. Hopefully the U.S. Congress and the Biden administration will pay attention and do the things that are necessary, but we are vulnerable.
You know, for the last 15 years, we have brought a product that has literally changed our way of life, our way of thinking, if not. Because when you start thinking about the power grid, and you probably don't think about it until your power goes out, by that time it's too late. I know it's uncomfortable to talk about these issues because it doesn't seem like it ever happened in the United States. Yet all it takes is one branch to fall in one of the lines. And that's what happened in New York a few years ago. And it shut the power for 3 days. People without power, people without running water, without having the ability to even, you know, store their medicines in the refrigerator. Yet this ministry has dedicated itself to be able to bring you products to help you get prepared. And I want you to know something, that Pastor Jim and Lori's heart is to not only bring the gospel and bring voice of the prophets to help us understand where we are, but also to bring products to you that you can review, that you can try, that you can put into place, because we want you to be not just safe, but have a peace of mind to know that no matter what happens, God has already warned you. God has already given you the ability to get prepared, to be able to help others in need. And I got to tell you something. For the first time in our ministry, I think we've been more passionate this year than any other year, Tammy Sue, to be able to get people prepared and work with our affiliate programs to help financing and to be able to get these products into your hands that you can afford. I can tell you, we have almost tested 99.9 of almost every product that we offer on the program to make sure that we bring you the very best product. And one of the products I want to tell you about is the Safari More Energy ME Portable Power Station Kit. This right here, Tammy Sue, can change someone's life. This can help somebody in need. Can we talk about those offers?
Absolutely. We have the Safari ME, that stands for More Energy, Portable Power Station Kit. And then we also have available today the Safari ME Plus Expansion Portable Power Station Kit. If they have questions about this, we have a special number that they can call. That number's on your screen right now. That's 1-385-273-1385 for any questions you may have. You know, these generators are absolutely incredible. We own some of these generators ourselves. They power tools, refrigerators, freezers, air compressors, TVs, and probably one of the most important is the medical devices, Mondo.
Absolutely. Here's Frank Davis to welcome you into the Lion Energy family. Watch this video, and we're going to come back and hear more from Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
Human beings need energy. We need power for light, for warmth, but also to enrich our lives. In addition to the grid, nature provides several forms of renewable energy: wind, geothermal, hydroelectric, and the most common one, solar. In the past century or so, humans have gotten much better at capturing energy. The challenge has always been how to store that power for later use, when you need it and where you need it. At Lion Energy, our mission is to help people become energy independent. We provide a wide range of products, from handheld devices and portable solar generators to lithium batteries for RVs, homes, and even large-scale commercial solutions. No matter how you get your energy, from solar, wind, water, or the grid, Lion Energy helps individuals, families, and organizations to have power where and when they need it. And at the foundation of it all is this, the lithium iron phosphate cell. It is the safest, most effective way of storing and using energy. With Lion Energy's advanced technology that we call Lion-S, you now have safe, renewable energy at your fingertips, and you can more efficiently control and use power anywhere and anytime you need it. Whatever your day brings, whether a disaster hits, or whether you're enjoying an outing with your family, or working at the office, Lion Energy is there for you, providing power for whatever you need. And that's what we do. We change the world by helping you become energy independent. That's our passion. Welcome to the Lion family. Welcome to the Lion Pride.
Call today, order yours, and remember that financing is available. You can go to jimbakershow.com as well. Lieutenant Colonel has to go, but before you leave, what is your final message? What takeaways as Christians, as the body of Christ, we can take away from reading and understanding Kings of the East?
Well, Mondo, there is hope, and it's in Jesus Christ. Now, we will be in heaven if we know him. In the interim, though, we're going to have battles with nations like China that, you know, are demonically inspired to do their mischief across the world. And so we need to be faithful to where we have been called to. You know, I'm here in Washington, you're in Missouri, and others are elsewhere. Wherever we're placed and planted, we need to be useful for God's kingdom. And so just keep your eyes on the prize. That's where we're going. And at the same time, be useful for the, you know, your fellow man in the name of Christ, because this battle is going to wage until he returns.
We want to thank our special guest today, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, author, commentator, man of God, his new book, Kings of the East. Thank you for being with us and giving us an insight on what's happening around the nations. We got to go. But just know this, as our father says, as your dad has always said,
that's right,
is this:
God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today, everyone.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.
I want you to join me at the Ready Now Expo here at Morningside, USA. It's going to run from Wednesday, March 29th through Friday, March 31st. This event will be live in person, as well as we're going to live stream it to your homes. But I want you to be here. This is one of the most important events of our lifetime.
Absolutely.
I believe with all my heart that we're on the brink of possibly World War III. That's Remember, right. It's Wednesday, March 29th through Friday, March 31st. And I want you to be here. We're preparing here at Morningside. It's time for you to be prepared in your house. The Bible says a fool sees trouble coming and doesn't prepare. Well, it's time to prepare. God loves you. He really does. I'll see you there.